A Syrian hip-hop artist will perform this weekend in Philadelphia. Omar Efendim was born in Saudi Arabia, raised in Washington, D.C., and is now based in Los Angeles. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that he's bridging classical Arabic poetry with rap.
Is it a clack or is it a bomb? Is it a poem or is it a song?
Omar Efendim has spent this week in Philadelphia talking and rapping to students at Bodine High School. He's trying to teach them that Arabic poetry and rap are really not so different. Rap music is often laced with references to Islam, and Philadelphia's urban culture in particular is permeated with Arabic. Efendim discovered this while riding a SEPTA bus. The driver was wearing a hijab, so he greeted her in Arabic, assalamu alaikum, and she responded with the same.
She responded so casually and so nonchalantly that it was just kind of like an everyday thing. She didn't even think twice about it. Whereas, like, in Los Angeles, if I see somebody wearing a hijab and I say, assalamu alaikum, there's a moment there where it's like, oh, okay, we're minorities here, and this is, like, a special moment that we're sharing. In Philadelphia, it's just another person you're saying hello to.
In his songs and poetry, Efendim likes to blend English and Arabic fluidly. He has translated classical Arabic poetry into English, for example, the work by Syria's best-known poet, Nazir Kobani. And vice versa, he has translated a Langston Hughes poem, The Negro Speaks of Rivers, into Arabic.
And that poem in particular is really powerful because he references the Euphrates and the Nile, talking about these rivers, these freshwater sources of life that are a basic fundamental thing that all human beings share. You know, he's able to frame that notion of a common humanity that binds us all in a very beautiful poetic way.
Efendim normally raps over programmed beats, but for his performance at the International House in Philadelphia this Sunday, he will be backed up by a local trio of stand-up bass, Latin percussion, and the oud, a stringed Arabic instrument similar to a lute. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.